Blog Talk Radio.
On tonight's episode of Confession. Session?
Michael Jackson's estate is suing HBO for the two-part Leaving Neverland documentary, which alleged sexual abuse of minors. R. Kelly has been indicted on 10 counts involving 4 alleged victims. And the alleged Lion King, Jesse Smollett, is still denying the accusations against him, but he has some undeniable evidence stacked up against his ass. What's good, y'all? This is your host, Angel Vandrina.
And I'm your host, Jenna Dumbo, and you're listening to the one and the only Confession Session.
Hey, okay, all right, okay. What's going on with you, Jonathella? How's your week been?
My week has been long. You know, I was a little under the weather, you know, feeling sorry for myself being ugly. Yeah, I was really sick. Like, I guess allergies, child. But, you know, I haven't had allergies, like, since I, like, moved down here, where it was, like, as bad as it was. But I remember all the time, like, growing up in Wisconsin, I would get, like, you know, sick really bad, like, as far as, like, sneezing and stuff. But it was rough for a good 3 days. But, you know, now I'm over the hump. I still got, like, a little mucus going on. I'm still sounding a little rough, but I'm here. I'm alive. What's going on with you, Miss Angel Vandrina?
Nothing much. Vandrina? Nothing much. Just had a really, really, really nice weekend. My mom had my kids, so we just kind of hung out. Got a lot of things done around the house, cooked a whole lot of food. I actually baked some donuts today. Like, they were keto donuts, so they were really, really good. I'm super excited about them. And they were moist, and they were tasty. So I was like, yes, Angel. And I baked them from scratch, obviously. So that was nice. And, yeah, other than that, I really didn't do anything else this weekend. I mean, I did go out with my little sister. We hung out for a little bit. Got our nails done. Then I realized I was extra broke, so we didn't do anything else. And then she said that she was broke, so everything worked out. Other than that, yeah, my weekend was short. Oh, another thing, I went to bed at 9 o'clock yesterday. That's crazy, right? Like, that's how you can tell when you're getting old.
What you mean?
Yes. I was asleep, nigga, by 9:30, like straight in bed by 9, and I woke up at 11 that day. So yesterday I woke up at 11 o'clock and went to bed at 9. I'm trying to let you know, it was a wrap. My ass was tired. I got all the extra sleep I needed to get. And it was just really nice. My mom, she had the kids, so we went over to my mom's house and hung out with her for a couple hours today. Talked a whole lot of shit about, you know, Angelina and Princess, my little cousin, and just different things, you know what I'm saying? Then other than that, because my little sister, she hasn't seen her nephew. She don't see him like that. And so, because she be busy, you know, she got her little life or whatever going on. So I rarely even talk to my sister. I guess we talk like maybe, I don't know, a couple times a month, really, because her ass is always busy. So, but it's all good. As long as we FaceTime each other and all of that stuff, it's fine. But, yeah, mom, she was really on her ass about that. But anyways, y'all, let me stop talking about my life because I know it's whack and boring. And we can, I guess, go ahead and get into those hot topics. But before we get into those topics, Jen, why don't you go ahead and hit them with that confession question after the sparkle? Nigga, what are you doing? Did you hit them with that confession question after the sparkle, or are you just going to play games?
Oh, nigga, I had the phone on mute. I'm sorry. Confession.
I'm like, hey, let me do this sparkle again, because this nigga loves to play games.
What thing have you accomplished with your support system? How important is it to have a support system? Again, what things have you accomplished with your support system, and how important is it to have a support system? And let's get to those confessionals, Miss Angel Vandrina.
All right, y'all. Yeah, I love when you say my name and your voice do that little thing that it do, the little cracker crack. That shit be cracking me up all the time. Your goofy ass. So, okay, guys. So according to thegrapevine.com, this is a mess. Less than a month since news surfaced of Jesse Smollett alleged homophobic and racist attacks on January 29th, things have spiraled into an unexpected circus, actually. I'm sorry, you guys. If y'all hear my dog, he going crazy right now. Maybe he see a mouse. I don't know. He's getting on my nerves. I wish he wasn't here. But That's the noise you may hear because he's annoying. Anyways, or maybe it's the next door neighbor dog. I don't know, but I hear a dog and they're getting on my nerves. Chicago Police Department spokesman Anthony Giulimoli, I believe that's his name, Giulimoli, it kind of seems like that, has confirmed that Smollett was arrested and is currently in custody. The Deadline reports the bail hearing will be scheduled for Thursday afternoon at 1:30. That was last Thursday, this past Thursday. And then Wednesday evening, Giulimoli, he confirmed the 36-year-old actor was charged with disorderly conduct and filing a false police report. Smollett legal team released a statement on behalf of their client, noting they plan to conduct a thorough investigation and to mount an aggressive defense. On Wednesday morning, a 20th Century Fox Television and Fox Entertainment provided an official statement to The Root. Jesse Smollett continues to be professional on set, and as we have previously stated, he is not being written out of the show. However, that evening, a source reported close to the production of Empire, and they told Variety that the production team is currently weighing on whether or not they should suspend Smollett following the charge. Fox declined to comment on that aspect per Variety. The most glaring thing came from Johnson's belief, and Johnson is the superintendent. So he said that the department was in possession of a $3,500 check, which Smollett, he paid to the brothers to carry out the plan in his alleged orchestrated attack, pretty much, after being dissatisfied with the Empire salary. During the press conference held on Thursday, the first thing the superintendent Johnson stated was, "I wish that the families of gun violence in the city got this much attention because those are the people who really deserve this amount of attention that we're given in this particular incident." Smollett bond was set at $100,000 at the hearing Thursday afternoon, the New York Times reported, and then the actor singer's family members were present in the courtroom. I believe you all may have known this already, but if he is found guilty, he could face up to 3 years in prison. Jen, first of all, he is a fine-ass 36, right? Like, I had no idea that he was 36 years old. I had no idea he was
in shock. Either. Like, I definitely thought he was like maybe
in 30. Early 30s, late
yeah,
20s, maybe.
He could be older than us. Like, I mean, he looks like he's our age, but I definitely would have assumed he was like 29, 30. But damn, 36, wow, that's like a.
Right. Well, I'm older than you, so, you know.
Like, in awe. Like, I don't really know what to say. Like, as now it's like proven that, like, he did this. It's kind of.
Text messages, just like, text.
Wow.
Yeah.
Heartstrings of, like, something that's so real. You know, a hate crime. Whether it be because of your race or because of your sexuality, when that is what so many people are dealing with in Chicago, of all places, where it is a lot of gun violence, and they do call it what the murder capital of the world, and you know it can be mm-hmm. such a scary place to a lot of people, and people have to deal with that. You just add in like another false narrative to the city, and you're putting.
Yeah.
A lot of people in a bad light just for selfish gains. I don't know if I'm ready to give up on Jussie Smollett because I feel
mm-hmm.
like a lot of times maybe this was just a wake up call for him so he could realize.
Nigga,
like, you know
he's
36. Like,
he's 36, okay? Like, he's been at a wake up call. There's no reason at 36 years old you should be still doing some shit like this, period. Like, you a grown ass man. This made no sense at all. So you may not want to give up on him, but I'm over it. Like, there's no – I can see if he was, you know, mid-20s, even early 30s. But, nigga, you almost 40. That's stupid. That's
yeah.
just dumb.
But I'm just not ready to – because I feel like a lot of times with, like, other groups, they will just throw away somebody for anything. And this is justifiable. Like, you definitely – you lied about something that is so important and you had so many people behind you.
Exactly.
But I don't really know how to feel because I was talking to one of my colleagues today and like she was saying, she was just like, you know, but it's so many people that lie all the time and he's getting, you know, felony charges
yeah.
because of that.
Yeah.
That's kind of fucked up. Like, Emmett Till's, the white lady that said the Emmett Till, like,
right.
all these show talking about, like, is that bitch going to jail too? You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, not saying that what he did is right, but it's just like, is he facing further charges because he's black? Same thing with Ryan Lochte. You know what I'm saying? And it's like people talk about that. Like, my best friend Don talks, brings that situation up all the time, talking about, like, what Ryan Lochte did and, you know, how a lot of people, you know what I'm saying, like, believe, like, this whole, I mean, you know what I'm saying, believe that, you know, that he almost got taken advantage of in Brazil, but the whole time the nigga was lying. You know, but I don't remember Ryan Lochte facing jail time behind that shit. When he made up a whole story to say, to cover his ass. So why does
Justice? And the difference, because they talking about, because it has something to do with Donald Trump. I feel like that's like, because even Donald Trump, he commented on it. Like, nigga, your old orange ass got better things to be worried about than Jesse Smollett making up a lie. Like, that's stupid. And I feel like because that, it got so much attention, so much media attention based off of that, the extent of the lie, because it was based off of, you know, Trump and MAGA and how much, you know, it was pretty much stated like, yeah, you guys are racist. They put a noose around my neck, beat my ass for bleaching my face, white people. And it was reality, black niggas who were, you know, attractive, who got paid to do this shit. And I feel like because Donald Trump, he's like, well, in reality, this is my people, my supporters are not racist. And then this is the reason why it got so much attention behind it, you know, because there's a whole lot of people out there who don't even watch Empire, who hasn't watched Empire since, like, the second season, you know, so I just feel like it's just because of what the lie was based off of is why it got so much attention and why he's, and they're trying to set an example out of him.
It was an article, I mean, I know it was an article, but they did it talking about how hate crime is up 17%, but also hoaxes are up as well. Like, people lying. Like, remember we talked about people saying they got beat up at the Black Panther movie premiere, and, you know, and shit like that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, other people saying they got attacked by, you know, black men or something about Obama.
Yes, I do remember that.
But come to find out it's a lie. So, I mean, they both are up. Like, I mean, it's definitely possible. I don't think just because of this one incident, people should not take hate crime as serious. If someone said that they were attacked because of who they are, like, it should be looked at any differently. Then that's the thing that disappoints me with Jesse Smollett. Like, you use something so vague, like your salary, when I'm sure you're making several million dollars a year. And you're all
my mom
famous.
Said he's making a thousands an episode.
I'm sure. He probably, I mean, it's Empire. I'm sure that motherfucker probably making 100,000 an episode. Like, it's
that's
something
what
she ridiculous.
Said, 100,000 an episode.
Yeah, it's something ridiculous. Like, with a big primetime show like that, he's making a ridiculous amount of money, but he's probably not making Taraji P. Henson money. But that's because, nigga, you're not Taraji P. Henson. Taraji P. Henson was Taraji P. Henson before Empire. You became Jussie Smollett, the person that we know and love from Empire. So, of course, you're never going to make what she makes. You shouldn't. Like, you know what I'm saying? She's a veteran in this business. You still are figuring out who the fuck you are. You know what I'm saying?
And you know, I was looking at
his partner. Go ahead, and I this whole time, child, I thought his partner was white. Partner, a whole real estate investor, you know what I'm saying, that went to Harvard, like a whole boss nigga. Nigga, why are you doing all these things? You got you a fine-ass boss nigga out here moving shit. What you worry about money for? Like,
let me tell you, Jim. First, I think that they're trying to make an example out of Jesse Smollett. That's the first thing. Second of all, I think what happened is he found out how much somebody else get paid. You know how it is. When people, they find out how much you get paid and y'all working the same job, y'all doing the same shit. So he probably found out another actor.
The same, but I feel like with something like a television show, certain people have certain draw. There are a lot more people who watch Empire for Cookie Lyon, a.k.a. Taraji P. Henson, than they
and
do for
Lucius,
Justin Martin.
And Lucius, definitely Lucius.
And Lucius. Lucius Lyon, yeah, he up there too, but he's not. I'm sure he should not be making the same as Taraji P. Henson. None of them should. So I'm like, yeah, if she's making so much, another 50,000 or another 100,000 more than you do, so the fuck what? She is the show.
Well,
like, nigga, People well, watch you because of her, not because of you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, ain't nobody coming to see you, Otis. That's how I feel about, you know
that's
what I'm saying, about this right
here. I don't think Justin Smollett could, you know what I'm saying, do big box office and not he's gay or anything like that, because I do feel like that if there was a gay black man or just, you know, a homosexual of color in general, you know what I'm saying, I do think America is ready for that person to be accepted in all genres. I just don't feel like that person is Jussie Smollett. Like I just don't feel like he is that. He doesn't have that it to me. He never has. You know what I'm saying? Like even mm-hmm. as a, you know, a gay man watching Empire, he was not my favorite of the sons. Like
who
he just wasn't.
Andre?
The oldest one.
Andre, Lord have mercy.
That motherfucker said he could act, and he reminded me so much of Denzel Washington. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I was just like, this nigga's talented. Like, he does. He reminds me of Denzel Washington.
He is very talented. Mm-hmm. He crazy. He was the craziest son, and he's very
exactly.
talented.
Exactly. You know,
and I just hope.
I think he crazy in real life because of that damn
I know.
Show. Like,
I do.
But it's just like, even I was, like, watching the show, and I was just like, it's dope. They got a gay character on the show. You know what I'm saying? But like, I wasn't drawn to it because of Jussie Smollett. Like, but I don't get me wrong, I do think Jussie Smollett is talented. I don't like how he sings. Like, he's very much vibrato and neck. He's like, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He sounds like you, nigga.
But yeah.
Well, all right, y'all. Yeah, that was a beefy topic. We should have had this one live because we talked so much about it. But y'all, we're gonna go ahead and move on to that that next topic of the Dizzy.
All right, y'all. Next topic, and this is according to PeopleMagazine.com. Michael Jackson's estate has filed a lawsuit against HBO over the planned broadcast of the bombshell documentary Leaving Neverland. Two co-executors of Jackson's estate Optimal Productions are suing the network and parent company Time Warner for $100 million, claiming that the airing of the two-part film, which centers on the late pop star's alleged sexual abuse of minors and non-disparagement clause, according to court documents obtained by People. In the suit, the state claimed the film on the late pop star's alleged sexual abuse of minors will violate a non-disparagement clause, according to court documents obtained by People. In the suit claim, the film violates the clause in a 1992 contract written up ahead of a televised concert that year in which HBO agreed to not speak ill of Jackson. In a statement obtained by People, HBO said, despite the desperate lengths taken to undermine the film, our plans remain unchanged. HBO will move forward with the airing of Leaving Neverland, the two-part documentary, on March 3rd and 4th. This will allow everyone the opportunity to assess the film and the claims in it for themselves. Michael Jackson is innocent, period, the lawsuit says, in part, before referencing the 2005 criminal trial in which he faced multiple counts of child molestation, as well as additional grand jury charges, including conspiracy involving child abduction, false imprisonment, and extortion. In 2005, Michael Jackson was subjected to a trial where rules of evidence and law were applied before a neutral judge and jury where both sides were heard, and he was exonerated, came to jury. Wade Robson had testified in Jackson's defense during his criminal trial, but in the Leaving Neverland documentary, both he and James Safechuck alleged Jackson had molested them boys. The lawsuit refers to both men as admitted perjurers who had previously testified that Jackson had never touched them inappropriately in any manner whatsoever, only for them to change their stories by 2013 and 2014. In the lawsuit, the state calls the HBO documentary a posthumous character assassination, violates the non-disparagement terms of the 1992 contract. 10 years after his passing, there are still those out to profit from its enormous worldwide success and take advantage of its eccentricity. Michael is an easy target because he is not here to defend himself, and the law does not protect the deceased from defamation. No matter how extreme the lies are, the lawsuit added the real victims here are the primary beneficiaries of the estate, Michael's three children, who are forced to endure this attack on their father 10 years after they buried him and when he has no chance to respond. Leaving Neverland was one of the most buzzed about films when it debuted at the Sundance Film Festival last month. A first look at earlier this week included chilling allegations by Robson and Satra. Of the days were filled with magical childhood adventure experiences, playing tag, watching movies, eating junk food, Robson said in the clip, anything you could ever want as a child. Through old videos and photos, Safechuck and Robson can be seen spending time with Jackson on private planes and at the singer's Neverland Ranch. But the clip quickly took a turn as Robson and Safechuck alluded to the disturbing allegations that Jackson abused him. Secrets will eat you up. You feel so alone, Safechuck said. Added Robson, he told me if they ever found out what we were doing, he and I would go to jail for the rest of our lives. I want to be able to speak the truth as loud as I had to speak the lie for so long. This is yet another Lure production in an outrageous and pathetic attempt to exploit and cash in on Michael Jackson, the statement read. Wade Robson and James Safechuck have both testified under oath that Michael never did anything inappropriate toward them. Safechuck and Robson, the latter a self-proclaimed master of deception, filed lawsuits against Michael Jackson estate asking for millions of dollars. Both lawsuits were dismissed. Are you watching this documentary?
I think that... No, I didn't even know it was one that had came out. But I don't understand why people, they be so shocked that motherfuckers, yeah, they may lie under oath, but as a young child, it could be because you're scared and because, you know what I'm saying, you feel like you're going to get somebody in trouble or you feel like you've done something wrong. We all know that, you know what I'm saying? Well, I won't say we all know. I know damn well Michael Jackson was weird as fuck and none of my three boys would have been in Neverland at all, ever. You know what I'm saying? I don't understand why it was a place for all young boys. I mean, it was just strange. It was just weird. Why you have these little-ass kids sleeping in the same bed with you? But that's besides the point. I mean, it's the whole point, but it's also besides the point. The fact that this documentary is coming out and it alleged that, you know, honestly, I feel like HBO, they're like, hey, we've already created all of this. We paid all of this money. We want to get our, you know, our money back for making this film for having this, you know, for paying for all of this, you know, the scenes and everything, for paying for the film to be created. So that's probably why they are like, oh, we don't really care. We'll pay the, you know, we'll pay the fees or whatever like that. And then people are saying the lawyers, they don't want this, you know, information out there, but they also signed this contractual agreement. So it's like, you know, you really do have to, especially no matter how long it was ago, you have to abide by that agreement. So they probably will win that lawsuit against HBO because they had this agreement that was signed. So overall, it's interesting. So did you see it, John, and did you see, like, anything that was alleged in there? Or what was going on with it?
So I did not see the clip. I'm definitely going to watch it after the show tonight. I will be watching the documentary. After, you know what I'm saying, and it has totally nothing to do with this, but it was after seeing People versus OJ, and, you know what I'm saying, I don't know if you remember that show, it was like the first season of American Crime Story on FX. It's a really good show. You also check it out if y'all have not seen it yet, but I feel like everyone has seen that show. But how they broke everything down, and it was just like verbatim. I can't believe that people actually believed O.J. Simpson was innocent, and then come to find out, you know, I felt like with R. Kelly, and it was just like when they did Survivor R. Kelly, and I was like, I can't believe that people thought that R. Kelly was innocent, and, you know what I'm saying, watching the Whitney documentary, and I was like, I can't believe that people thought that Whitney was just this angel, you know what I'm saying, mm-hmm. up until, you know what I'm saying, I have not seen the documentary, but it's
these
just like
exposing motherfuckers.
You cannot put these people on a pedestal, and you cannot think that people are not human. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And that people make mistakes, even though pedophilia and preying on children is beyond horrible.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
When I say people make mistakes, I'm talking about Whitney Houston. You know what I'm saying? But preying on people is wrong. And like you said, people always knew that Michael Jackson was weird, and they never thought that anything was normal about that. Most people don't want to deal with children besides their own damn kids. Like, I don't like kids.
I'm trying to let you know.
I love my nieces and nephews, and you know what I'm saying? I really would have to strongly think about it. If y'all need, if my sister need a night off, I'll be, every now and then I'll be like, you know, I'll bring their dad up. You know what I'm saying? And, but I'm not trying to watch them kids because I ain't got no kids. Why the fuck do you think that it would be normal to sit and kick it with a bunch of kids? Like, is that, and you a grown man with grown hormones? Like, that's
bro, and I actually know somebody like that. I know somebody like that, like, in my life right now. Who actually
right.
is a grown ass person and
you not your
yeah,
grown ass is not
strange.
My children. I think I know you're talking about. But my your grown ass is not my children.
Yeah.
Like at period. Like I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Like no. From what I mean, don't get me wrong,
yes,
I know women molest children too. But for one, I'm definitely not letting no man watch my damn kids. You know what I'm saying? And then for two, it's just like why are you so what makes you so fascinated with these damn children? Unless you went to school for the shit. You know what I'm saying? And you real life trying to get a check,
right.
You know what I'm saying? You daycare. You know, no. My children are gonna have a well bedded nanny. You know what I'm saying? They going to their auntie's house. When it ain't a bunch
yep.
of niggas around, and that's just it. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's I don't know. Like,
what?
I mean, I'm not going to be surprised by anything that I hear on this documentary. You know, I mean, it's going to suck. You know, it does bother
yeah.
me. Now. They are now, I don't want to say they're attacking black men, but it's just like, are they going to sit and bring out every character assassination of every huge black celebrity that were like mainstream and achieved
yeah,
success.
You know they are. You know they are, especially during Black History
like,
Month.
You know
that's what they do.
I'm ready to find out the truth about Elvis Presley too. You know what I'm saying? He married a girl. You know what I'm
yep,
saying? Like,
I heard
I
about
want,
that
I
too.
Want to
yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, if we gonna be telling everybody else, all the black people see, make sure we tell everybody else see as well. And I'm not saying that I'm not defending Michael Jackson, but I'm just saying it is gonna bother me if I see next week they trying to talk shit about Usher. Like that shit's gonna really bother me. I'm just for real. I'm like, what are you doing? Or they trying to come after Beyonce. I'm like, well, wait, what are you doing? Like what is this? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
How did you
feel? I think I told you how I felt already. I felt like that shit was weird, and ultimately, you know, everybody's just trying to get a check. But I think, once again, well, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I do think that, you know, by people seeing this documentary, you know, royalties or things like that may go down as far as, like, what's involved in Michael Jackson's estate. So that could be another reason why... you know, his lawyers are like, no, you know, don't put this shit out there. And HBO's like, fuck you guys. It's already out there. You know, we already recorded this. It's already done. It's OV. So we'll see what happens, guys. But it's crazy. Shit is crazy this month. And we have another crazy story next. So tune in to listen to that shortly. All right, guys, according to CNN.com, singer R. Kelly was placed in handcuffs as he entered a Chicago police station Friday night, hours after he was indicted on 10 counts of aggravated criminal sexual abuse, Class 2 felony, involving four alleged victims. His attorney, Steve Greenberg, said Cook County State's attorney Kim Fox succumbed to public pressure and that his client is an innocent man. I think all the women are lying, Greenberg said. Kelly did not speak to the media about what's going on, but Greenberg said that Mr. Kelly is strong, he got a lot of support, and he's going to be vindicated of all these charges, one by one if he has to be. R. Kelly is scheduled to appear in court Saturday for a bail hearing, Fox said Friday, while announcing the charges. Arraignment is set for March 8th. The charges handed up in an indictment from the grand jury span was from 1998 to 2010, Fox said. Kelly has been associated with accusations of abuse, manipulation, and inappropriate encounters with girls and young women for more than two decades. He has strongly denied the accusations. The indictment accuses Kelly of sexual acts with three children, older than 13, but younger than 17. There are no age range listed for any of the alleged victims. The charges say Kelly used force or threat of force. And if convicted, he faces 3 to 7 years in prison for each count. You know, so, well, you know, honestly, it is what it is. Like, and it's crazy because my stepdad is from Chicago. He's like, R. Kelly's innocent. And I'm like, nigga, watch the documentary. Okay, the motherfucker's clearly not innocent, but, you know.
You said
Pop said what? Yes, bro. Yes, Pop was like, he's innocent. Like, he's from Chicago. I'm like, and then he said Jesse Smollett is innocent.
Like, people from Chicago don't never want to believe it, y'all.
Even my dad said, like, Jesse Smollett, he was like, Jesse didn't do it. This fucking justice system. I'm like, why are you cursing? You don't even curse. Shut the fuck up. Like, you're not even cool. Relax. That's exactly what he said. I was looking at him today. I was like, "You look at the facts, Pop. Like,
I'm gonna need you to watch the documentary.
He didn't even watch. No, he did not. He was like, "I don't want to watch it." I'm like, "Why? Watch it. Like, you ain't gonna understand the story unless you watch this shit. So you basing some shit off of your own opinion." He's just like, "I know how they do people." But I'm like, "Okay, but you gotta look at the facts, Pop. Like." You can't just sit up there and just be like, oh, he didn't do it. He's from Chicago. Like, it's a lot of predators in Chicago, nigga. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know if you see, you know the Predator, the movie? I seen a post. They had R. Kelly on the face of the Predator. They said the real Predator because he is.
Yeah.
Did I text you that?
No, I think I ended up going to that. Did you put it on the Instagram page?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. You know, I was like, I said saw it somewhere. I just don't know where I seen it at. But, but nigga, yes, like he is. But you know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like with Pop, I feel like, you know, when you are from somewhere, you don't look at it as bad as people that are visiting or people that's not from there do. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I know how rough Milwaukee is, but Milwaukee to me, you know, still has like some sort of like, I don't know if it's hope or what it is, but I always have some love for Milwaukee. Like, I'm always going to love my hometown because that's where I'm from. Like, you know what I'm saying? I know motherfuckers be like, damn, it's rough. It's bad. And I'm like, nigga, it ain't that bad. Calm down. Like, you'll be all right. Stay in the house. You know, you ain't going to die.
Stay in the house, exactly.
So I'm sure that's how he probably feel about Chicago. But when we talk about R. Kelly, I'm sorry, Robert got to go to jail. Like, he got to go.
I'm sorry, Robert's gonna go to jail. Not even
Kelly. Like, we know this. Like, all you have to do is watch 15 minutes of that Survivor R. Kelly documentary. You would realize, you know,
yeah.
Who this person is.
Yeah.
Like, I continue to support that. Like, you can't continue to ignore that.
Yeah.
And it was only a matter of time. They said, you know what I'm saying? Like, they can't, with all the people that came forward, they can't. On the documentary, they can't do anything now. But there is somebody that was out there watching whose story nobody knows about. And she came for it. And that's what it is.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I believe everything that she said. You know, if you were to watch her, I don't know if they did like a press conference. I don't know if they did like a press conference where she talked about it. But everything she said in line with, you know, with what all the women in Survivor R. Kelly said. She went to see him at concert. He got picked out by a manager. The manager told him to come back to the hotel or come kick it, whatever it was. When they went to kick it, it got inappropriate. She was down for the cause because it's R. Kelly. And they remained involved. Like,
mm-hmm.
That's not shocking.
And they're just so fucked up. Like, these young-ass girls. You know, they're teenagers. They're not full-grown adults, you know what I'm saying? They're not, you know, mid to late 20s or beyond. You know, these are women who can be easily manipulated, you know what I'm saying, by a much older man, people who can, You know, like, it's really easy for a grown-ass man, somebody who's, you know, 30, to tell a 15, 16-year-old everything that they think that they want to hear. Shit, I remember when I was 16 years old, I was so impressed by this, like, by, at the time, my boyfriend's fucking buying me a couple outfits or a pair of shoes or paying my phone bill or buying me a phone. Like, that's some silly-ass shit. And with these young-ass girls, that's the type of shit that impresses them. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you get older, you realize, like, but it was even some dumb old bitches. You know what I'm saying? The older girls was even, I mean, I'm sorry. I shouldn't say that. But, like, when you're, like, you know, in your mid to late, you know, 30s and R. Kelly still is manipulating you and beating your ass, that shit is just weak. Like, that's some weak-ass shit right there. So, ultimately, I just think that he needs to take his black ass to jail. You know, whatever you do in the dark is going to come out in the light. So I don't know what the fuck he think he was doing all this time. Yeah, hell, even with the shit that happened with OJ, he ain't go to jail for that, but the nigga still went to jail for something else. They're trying to steal his own shit back. So whatever you do in the dark is going to come back out to light, and you're going to pay for it. You know, so it's just like, he's just a pervert. And then, Jen, did you hear that they had, like, another tape that they was viewing of him, like, having sexual contact or, like, with the, another young little-ass girl. Just a fucking peta-ass nigga.
Yes,
like,
peta.
Oh,
yes,
I did not like him.
But
so,
like, that is true, like, when you say, as far as, like, when you're young, like, when you're very young, you are impressed by, like, little things. Like, I remember like, 18, 18, and I would talk to, you know what I'm saying, older guys. In particular, I was talking to this guy, like, that was, like, in his 30s, and I was just like, oh, he got a car, he got his own place. And, like, now I'm like, well, nigga, you should have that. Like, that's the bare minimum at 35. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Yeah,
yeah,
right.
Not,
like,
not,
damn, he got an apartment. Like, okay.
He got an apartment. Like, no.
No. Shit, nigga, impress me by paying a few of my bills, motherfucking shit.
Right, okay. Like, I'm saying, 35, nigga, you need to be tacking on, helping me on my rent. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not just yours. You need to be this rent up over here. You know what I'm saying? But you know, you'll think about it like that when you're young. You know what I'm saying? Like, you just be like, I don't have to be in my mama's house. I can just go to your house. You know, being ugly.
Right.
Like, fuck all that.
Yep, you're right. You're right 100%. All right, guys, we're going to go ahead and move on to our final topic of the evening.
All right, y'all, final topic.
Last topic.
David Tepper is fostering. With all that said, Vaughn wrote, We don't know Kaepernick's price tag, but he will cost something. And the Panthers have more pressing needs at starting positions. And how do we know he can play? Kaepernick hasn't been on, we saw his starting job go to Blaine Gabbert after dealing with the shoulder soreness ahead of the 2016 season, and is 32-32 all time as a starter. But importantly, but most importantly, from a Panthers perspective, I'm not sure they're all that interested in any veteran quarterback right now. Those paper signs, both of them paycheck, responded on Twitter, in particular to Vaughn, rehashed the idea that Kaepernick lost his job to Gabbert. He did lose his job to Blaine, Reed posted that he was coming off of 3 surgeries, D-thumb, non-thrower shoulder, and needed more time to heal. Once healed, he started again. No more false narratives in 2019, please. He's in the best shape of his life and ready to win a championship. Reed then posted a photo of him, Kaepernick, sitting on a turf field, presumably after a workout. P.S., I have his number if y'all need it. So what do you think? Do you think, are you ready for?
Nigga, you know I do not watch football. I should have just fucked around with you and was like, nigga, you know I do not watch baseball. But I think that.
I don't watch football either. But I'm saying, like, are you okay with Colin Kaepernick going back to the NFL after everything?
I think that. You know, if that's what he wants to do, then he should go for what he wants to do. I mean, you know, you're playing. If you do sit out all season, it's easy money. You know, but it's really about who's going to take him back. Now, with the Patriots, I don't know if it's good for them with the whole sex ring and everything that's going on with that team over there. So I'm not really sure how that is. But the Panthers, they're questioning him. So he has, in my opinion, a lot of thinking to do. And try and figure out where he really belongs and what he really is trying to accomplish by coming back. And then if they have any question as far as how much he's going to cost, maybe they should just do a trial, you know, see what he's about. You know what I'm saying? They see he's working out. He's in the best shape of his life, like you stated. You know, just see what he's about as far as those routine workouts and practices and stuff like that and seeing how that goes. And then, I guess, base their decision if per the team that he wants to be in or be on off of how his performance is. But other than that, I really don't care too much. I'm just glad that he's trying to do something because he is a big face. Everybody know who he is, you know. So, white, black, all of us. We all know who Colin Kay is. Jim, what are your thoughts and opinions on you know, your best friend?
Yes, my best friend. I wish he was my best friend. But I don't know. Like, I mean, I don't follow sports for one, so I guess I don't really have, like, a foot or a hand or whatever the saying is. Like, I don't really know what's going on, but I agree with you. That's ultimately what he wants to do. Like, we can't take that from him. But I just feel like, you know what I'm saying, like, you came this far. Like, you've proved that these people are fucked up. And you just want to go back to them. You know what I'm saying? Like, and, like, I get it. Like, this is, like, your love. Like, this is what you've always wanted to do. But it's just, like, part of me, it's just, like, why do you want their validity, like why is them appreciating you important, you know, when you know ultimately they don't want you there, and ultimately they are against your beliefs and who you are as a black man, like, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to support Colin Kaepernick every day. I always will. Like, he's done a lot for our community, but at the same time, it does bother me that he wants to go back to the NFL.
Well, all right, guys, that was our final topic of the evening. We're going to go ahead and go into our confession question of the night. All right, guys, so what things have you accomplished with your support system, and how important is it for you to have a support system? Jen, what do you think, what type of things have you accomplished with having a supportive team around you, And do you think that it's important for you to have someone who or a team that supports you in whatever you're doing in life?
I mean, I've accomplished a lot. Like, I feel like, you know, overall, like, just ultimately, like, just being comfortable. I feel like I'm in a space to where, get me wrong, like, sometimes we struggle on the bills and money's tight, but, you know, I'm not stressed. You know what I'm saying? I'm not pressed. Like, I feel like I'm just, like, at a good moment. Of course, I want to grow with my partner and everything that we've accomplished, but I do feel like me having my partner and him just being, you know, the good man that he is has, you know what I'm saying, decreased a lot of stress in my life. Like, you know what I'm saying, like as far as like just little, not little things, but, you know what I'm saying, like he is very handy, you know what I'm saying, so a lot of the furniture that we didn't necessarily have the money for, you know what I'm saying, because y'all, I'm not bougie, but I like nice things, and I don't want no bullshit, so, you know what I'm saying, instead of me going out to buy a $600 table, you know what I'm saying, like, he made a table, you know what I'm saying, same as me going out and buying a panel bed, you know what I'm saying, he made a panel bed, like, you know what I'm saying, so it's just always having someone that is, like, real life down for you, and realizes, like, that who you are as a person and is going to continue to support you beyond that. Because before him, I wasn't the best with my finances. I definitely was. I've never been, like, a crazy spender. Like, I've never, like, you know what I'm saying, my best friend, Brandis, I don't want to put it out there, but, like, I mean, she told me she spent, like, $700 on a jacket. You know what I'm saying? It's shit like that. I would never.
Holy smoke.
I buy it to this day. You know what I'm saying? I make $60,000 a year. I would never spend $700 on a damn coat. Like, ever. Like, you know what I'm saying? And she was doing this when we was, like, 21. You know what I'm saying? So I've never been
holy
that
smoke.
Kind of, I've never been that kind of person. But at the same time, I have not been the best with
he's money. A bougie Scorpio. You know? He's a bougie Scorpio, that's why.
Yes, Brandis is so bougie. I love Brandis. He is bougie, child. But I've never just been that, like, that person that, you know what I'm saying, that could just recklessly, like, and impulsively spend, like, a large amount of money. But I think just having, like, a strong support system could just make you be great. You know, at first, you know, you get caught up in the lust and you get real distracted, you know. And you'd be focused on them all day. But then once, you know what I'm saying, you come back to who you are. And if you got somebody good, they are going to want to push you towards your greatness. Then, I mean, it's definitely an asset. And not just in relationships and family, too. You know, I have you, my sister. You know, my sister. You know what I'm saying? Like, my mother.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, y'all all push me to be a better person and continue to grow, you know what I'm saying, and check in on me. And you need that. Like, you need to feel loved, you know. And
yeah,
I don't have to worry about that in my life. Like, the people in my life, I have such a strong, you know what I'm saying, what is it, like, ground, like, background and, like, people that really care and want to see me win. Like, I don't worry about this shit. Like, when I, you know, do whatever it is that I'm put on this earth to do, I know who is in my corner and who I'm ultimately going to trust at the end of the day. You know, what do you think, Audrina?
I agree. I agree 100%. It's definitely important to have a strong support system. I know that, you know, there have been many times. I could tell you about a few stories. I know that when I was working at this company, I was like, I think I may have told you guys this, but I had told them I got a job offer for $15 an hour at the time, and I was getting paid like $9 or something like that, and I was like, I'm about to quit, I got a job, and this is, you know, I didn't have any degrees or anything like that, I was just had my son, my first son, who was about to be 7 years old, so it was, you know, a while ago, I was like, I'm about to leave, I'm about to get ready and get this job, I got a job offer, $15 an hour, and my mentor was just like, well, that's stupid, and she's a Pisces, just like your ass, Susan. So she was like, that's stupid. And I was just like, what do you mean? Like, she was like, well, why would you go ahead? Oh, and I told her I was going to quit going to school. I was like, I got a job that pays $15 an hour. I'm about to quit school. Woo, woo. You know, I was excited. And she's just like, that's stupid. And I was like, what do you mean? And she was like, why would you quit school? Why would you quit school for a job that pays $15 an hour? Well, in 2 years, you'd be getting paid more than that. And I was like, what? Like, shut up talking to me pretty much. You know, like, what the fuck are you talking about? And she was right. So, really, I owe my associate's degree to, like, her because my mom, she pushed me, but my mom pushed me in, like, an aggressive, mean way. You know what I'm saying? She's just like, you better go to school, Phil. And it was like, okay, well, I'm not going to go to school if this is the way you're talking to me. Seriously. Like, you're being an asshole. But she was just like, you know, she was aggressive, too, but it was like, it made sense. You know what I'm saying? So I owe that, you know, that support. Even with my husband, like, I wouldn't have gotten married, man, who we would have not even been together, you know, if me and my mentor, we didn't have certain conversations about what had gone on in my life, you know, as a young child at that time. You know what I'm saying? I have a great support system around me now. You know, I'm trying to get my ass back into school, trying to go and finish off and get my MBA and all of this stuff. And I really honestly feel like, you know, my auntie, she played a big role in that because, you know, I see what she's a director at a law firm. I don't really want to put that business out like that, but, you know, she's a fucking beast. She's a beast. And she's a director and she's, you know, she's all the magazines and I go on my LinkedIn. She all down my timeline from a whole bunch of different women, you know, Black History Month supporting her and all of that shit. So, you know, I just have a big ass support system around me that, you know, always tell me, hey, girl, you know, keep going. You can do this. You know, you got this. And I just truly appreciate everybody in my corner, everybody in my circle, you know, the people I talk to, the people I don't talk to, you know, all of that type of stuff. Because it really is important. And if you don't have somebody to support you, and especially my husband, you know what I'm saying?
I'm being serious. I didn't mean to cut you off. But don't support people that
don't thank
support
you,
motherfucker. You. Fuck
them,
child.
This is true.
Go ahead, go.
Fuck them, child. But, yeah, like, even my husband, he obviously is my biggest supporter. You know, he's the person I talk to every day, the person I see every single day. Shit, even with our, like, we're on this weight loss journey, you guys know, you know what I'm saying? We're on the keto, and my husband's body is looking extra delicious. Now, days is looking good, you know what I'm saying? But days that I'm pissed off and I'm irritated with him or whatever like that, and I'm like, you know what, fuck this shit, I ain't going to work out. He's like, come on, bring your ass. We working out still. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's do this shit. Let's knock this 40 minutes out. Cut it out. You know what I'm saying? So, like, even with that, like, and we've never been on a journey like this with weight loss where we both had a common goal. So even with that, you know, I appreciate having that support system, you know what I'm saying? And then reaping those results, seeing my mom tell me I look good, my sister telling my legs getting small, you know what I'm saying? Even you and Chris, you know, like, damn, what the fuck? You know, where's she going looking like that? Like, nowhere, you know. You know what I mean? So I just really appreciate, like, everybody in my corner. Everybody supports me. And it's definitely, like I said, important to have the people who are supporting you just as hard as you support them. Because if you don't, then, you know, what's the point of being around, honestly? Well, guys, we're going to go ahead and end the show. But before we end the show this evening, Jen, is there anything that you'd like to confess your love to this evening?
Yes. Yes. So, I don't know if I ever said this, but I go through, like, my random phases of, it is this comedic actress. Her name is Deborah Wilson. She's a fucking genius. Like, she's so talented. Like, so talented. But if you all don't know, she was, like, she has a record for, like, the longest standing member on, like, Mad TV. I want to say she was on Mad TV for, like, 9 years. The Black Lady on Mad TV. But when I tell you, like, every few years, like, every 2 or 3 years, I just, like divulge myself into everything Deborah Wilson. I don't know why I do it. I just sit and watch all her skits and just be, like, fascinated and watch her interviews and everything, you know what I'm saying? And then it's just like I burn myself out of it, and then I don't watch for another 2-3 years. You know what I'm saying? And I've been doing that since I was like maybe 17, 18, you know what I'm saying? But she has one of my favorite characters of her. She has, I don't know if you ever heard of them, Bunifa, Latifa, Halifa, Sharifa, Jack, Finn. Have you ever heard of her?
No.
Have you ever heard of her?
No, boo.
Nigga, after we end this show and we have our little chit chat, nigga, I need you to go to YouTube and type in Bunifa. That's all you can type in, B-U-N-I-F-A. And when I tell you, it is the greatest you will ever see in your life. It's just comedic genius, comedy gold. Like, you know what I'm saying? And I feel like back in the day, people looked at it as her making a mockery of, like, black women. But it's just like now I watch it and I appreciate, you know what I'm saying, just seeing, like, the facets that black women are. Like, you know what I'm saying? Even though she's, like, this super, I feel like when you watch stuff when you're older and you're wiser and, like, you learn, like, you know what I'm saying, like, just knowing who Debra Wilson is, you know what I'm saying, in real life and seeing her come to, like this person, you know what I'm saying, who is Bunifa. She is very outrageous, but at the same time, she's very outspoken, and she's also proud of her blackness, you know what I'm saying? And it's just hilarious. Like, nigga, you would literally just sit and cry. And I can watch her videos for, like, hours. Like, I can literally, like, just sit and watch Bunifa Latifah, Halifa, Sharifa Jackson, like, for hours. Like, it's just...
Well,
crazy.
I'll be watching.
Please, at least watch her at... Please watch Bunifa at the Booty Tree. That's like, that nigga, that's going to start you off. And then after you watch Bunifa at the Booty Tree...
You know what, the Booty Tree?
The Booty Tree. Nigga, that's, it's a shoe store. And that shit, like, booties, like boots. But it's called the Booty Tree.
Bunifa goes
and
shoe
she
shopping?
Get into it. It's like Bunifa meets her match, and she get into it with this girl named Katisha. Katisha is played by Tyra Banks. Like, it's hilarious. Like, it is fucking hilarious. And, like, I sit and I cry, like, tears are coming down my eyes, like, watching it. Like, it's just greatness. Like, you know, like, I remember back in the day, like, I would be having, like, a bad day or, like, a sad day, and I would get home, and I'll watch, like, Bunifa, and, nigga, like, my day would be better. You know, like, it's just, but every now and then, you know what I'm saying, you know, I'm sure I'm going to keep watching it for the next couple of weeks, but then after that, nigga, I'm going to burn myself out, and I won't watch it for another couple of years, and then that'd be it. What do you confess your love for, Ms. Angela Vajrina?
Okay, so I'm confessing my love for somebody who has always been there for me, even though I have not always been the best person to them. You know, honestly, like, they've always been, like, a real big support system to me. You know, they flew to Milwaukee to come and watch me get married. But, you know, and I'm the type of person who, you know what I'm saying, I support people who support me. So, you know, I'm definitely going to fly out to watch them get married as well. But, you know, they didn't call me for my birthday last year. So, you know, I won't be calling them for their birthday in 4 days from now. But I just want to say happy birthday. Happy birthday, you ugly motherfucker.
Nigga, oh, thank you.
So, yeah.
Thank you.
So, on your birthday, nigga, I'm not calling you, all right? Because you ain't calling me for my birthday last year. And then I'm going to call you the next day early in the morning. And I'm be like, oh my God, I forgot.
You
know
I'm
so sorry.
Terrible. I'm like, oh my God. Like, I literally did not text. When did I text you? It wasn't 4 days later. It was like, nigga, the next day.
No. I'm saying your birthday is in 4 days. So, you know, I'm going to be like, on the 28th, I'm be like,
And I was just like, oh my God. I was talking about it. And
right.
Like,
you called me early in the morning, being ugly.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's Delica. I'm like, hello, motherfucker. Like, can
like,
I help you?
No, it was like,
you
I was just like, because you know, because I have to do that with like all my sisters. I have to be like, I have to remind myself. To be
right.
Like,
but Chris said happy birthday to me, though. But Chris
forget.
With your boyfriend said happy birthday.
You said he what?
Yeah, that doesn't. I said, but your fiance said happy birthday to me, so I don't understand, like, how that even happened.
I'm sorry.
That's so funny. But anyways, yeah. So I just want to say happy birthday, Negro, you know, early.
Oh.
You're turning 30. Jen will be 30, everybody. So, you know, he's getting very, very old. And, you know, I'm super happy.
Like, I got 2 years. I'm going to hold on to them. But guess what? But when I turn 30, I'm ready. I'm going to be ready. It's fine. We're going to be 30 in 2 years. But, you know, right now,
I'm
going to
be 30 next year. I'll be 30 next year. I'm older than all of y'all, my buddies, okay?
It don't matter, nigga. I'll be 30 in 2 years. 1 year, 2 years, no, man. That shit going to all fly by. I feel like life flies by after 25. Like, you know what I'm saying? And it's funny because I was thinking about this today. And I remember Chris, me and Chris, when I started dating, he would always call me old. They're like, nigga, I'm 2 years younger than you. Like, nigga, you only 21. Like, no. But I was 23. I was 23. He was 21. I was like, nigga, you only 21. Like, that nigga be 26 this year. Like, well, straight be 26. Like,
damn.
It flies the fuck by. Keep playing that young shit if you want to, nigga. Keep playing.
Yeah, well, that's pretty much all. That's pretty much all. And happy birthday again to you, motherfucker, because you won't be hearing from me, okay? Thank you all so much for tuning in and listening to our show this evening. You are going to expect to hear from us next March 3rd at the same time, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern. And we want to hear from you, so don't forget to like, comment, rate, and subscribe. Tag us in the drama. And send us those emails at confessionsthenumber2s@gmail.com. This is your host, Angel Mondrina.
And I'm your co-host, the young Othello. And you are listening to the one of the only Confessions.